Fast response times can help you beat the dealer down the street. Get a tool that can respond to your leads in 15 seconds or less and help you book test drives 24/7, nights and weekends, so you can sell more cars. Podium's AI BDC is a conversational AI employee who sells, schedules, and talks with customers day and night and sounds like your best sales rep. Transform potential interest into sales today with Podium. Visit podium.com/daily drive. That's podium.com/daily drive.
Want to dive deeper into the topics you hear about on Daily Drive? We're offering listeners a special offer, 20% off a one-year Automotive News digital subscription. That gets you access to all of our news, information, and analysis made for automotive industry leaders like you. Go to autonews.com/daily drive promo to redeem. Welcome to Daily Drive for Friday, April 19th, 2024. I'm Jamie Butters, Executive Editor of Automotive News in Detroit.
And I'm Kellen Walker in Las Vegas. Today on the show, Nissan issues a warning about profits. Ally's net income plunges despite record auto applications. And a whistleblower says a finance and insurance provider withheld information about a cyber attack. Plus, Joe Shaker of Shaker Auto and True Video joins the show to talk about the importance of good vehicle inspection videos.
Sending a video that doesn't sound right or doesn't explain correctly or doesn't have a clear process, you might as well not send some of those types of bad videos.
Let's run through all the news you need to know to keep up in the auto industry.
Nissan is slashing its full-year earnings outlook. It says profit, sales, and revenue would all miss its earlier targets. CEO Makoto Uchida recently unveiled a new midterm plan focused on shoring up profitability. He says the slipping volume and cost relief for suppliers undermined Nissan's business trajectory. Uchida cut Nissan's global sales expectations to 3.44 million vehicles for the just-ended fiscal year that finished March 31st. Nissan's earlier target was 3.55 million. The new goal represents a moderate 4.1% increase over the 3.31 million vehicles Nissan sold in the previous fiscal year. Nissan scaled back its revenue outlook to about $82 billion from $84 billion, but the new guidelines still represent a 22% increase over the result from the fiscal year that ended March 31, 2023. The company is expected to announce finalized fiscal year earnings in May, but it warned that profits will suffer.
Ally Financial's net income fell to $157 million during the first quarter, down 51% from a year earlier. The bank had higher expenses, drew less net revenue from financing, and had to set aside more money in case of credit losses. The bank is one of the nation's largest auto lenders. Auto pre-tax income dropped 27% year over year to $322 million during the first quarter. That's as Ally charged off more bad debt. But Ally's auto business also saw a record 3.8 million applications from consumers during the quarter, up 13%.
A whistleblower says a finance and insurance provider was unprepared for a ransom attack last summer. He says CareGuard Warranty Services failed to alert automaker partners and agents selling its coverage to dealerships for months. Travis Gates was president of AFG Technologies, which developed software for CareGuard for more than a decade before resigning on April 5th. He said he worked to rebuild CareGuard's system after an attack was discovered in August. A hacker or hackers allegedly encrypted about 106,000 files from CareGuard and threatened to publish information they claimed they downloaded. Gates estimates that the company had ties to at least 1,000 dealerships. Gates provided Automotive News with multiple internal emails from the parent company of AFG Technologies and CareGuard, which described the breach and the company's response. You can read more about the story at autonews.com.
And earlier this week, we told you that Tesla Cybertrucks have been piling up at the automaker's Texas factory due to concerns about an accelerator pad that could come loose. Tesla is now recalling almost 4,000 Cybertrucks due to the issue. The recall covers almost all Cybertrucks made. And those are today's headlines. Jamie, Nissan slashing its full-year earnings outlook. What are your thoughts on Nissan's new midterm plan?
You know, what's really interesting to me is this cost relief for suppliers. You know, when companies start missing their goals and they maybe get a little anxious about having to adjust their targets, they usually go out and try to take more from their suppliers, take more from their dealers and other business partners. The fact that Nissan's, you know, incorporating having to pay their suppliers a bit more kind of shows that they're really playing a longer game. This is a little more like, you know, Toyota and Honda have done in the past, really taking care of their suppliers in the hopes that they will get, you know, the best quality, the best innovations, the most cost-saving suggestions from those suppliers by being a good partner to them. Nissan historically has not been that way. I think they've been really challenging for suppliers to work with. And, you know, frankly, most automakers around the globe, you know, when they're missing their goals, they're like, hey, we need you all to give something back to us. And that's really upsetting to suppliers. So this is it seems like a significant change in tone, and maybe it'll play out well for Nissan in the long run.
Gotcha. Coming up, a how-to book helps service departments shoot better inspection videos. Joe Shaker of Shaker Auto and True Video joins the show next on Daily Drive.
Fast response times can help you beat the dealer down the street. Get a tool that can help you respond to all your leads in 15 seconds or less, 24/7, nights and weekends. Check out Podium's AI BDC, a conversational AI employee who sells, schedules, and talks with customers day and night with human-like communication. Your response time to leads is crucial. With your new AI BDC, you'll engage with leads fast, increasing the chance of selling a car to 45%. Customize your AI BDC to what your dealership needs and start booking more test drives. Sell 10 to 15 more cars per month by connecting quickly with leads over text. Visit podium.com/dailydrive. Again, that is podium.com/dailydrive.
Welcome back to Daily Drive. I'm Jamie Butters with Kellen Walker. When car dealer Joe Shaker co-founded the video and messaging platform True Video in 2015, he wanted to increase the transparency in service departments. The company does that by showing customers all the nooks and crannies of their vehicles. Now, Shaker and the folks at True Video have published a how-to manual on vehicle inspection videos. He spoke with Automotive News senior editor Dan Shine about why inspection videos are crucial to a healthy service department and how the idea for a book came about.
Joe, thanks for joining me on the Fix Stops Friday edition of Daily Drive.
Dan, always good to hang out with you.
So you are Shaker Automotive Group, the king of True Video, pseudo-author of a book, a new how-to book on video inspection or vehicle inspection videos. So I want to first talk about the importance of doing vehicle inspection videos. Customer brings a car in the service department, and I'm going to guess you're going to tell me that every car should have a video taken of it by the mechanic, looking at everything, tires, brakes, and that they send to the customer, correct?
Yeah, I would suggest it, but I like to put it differently. I don't like to push things onto people. I just like to touch on some important things. Like number one is, I think 8 billion videos are viewed a day on Facebook alone. And I think 1.3 trillion texts are done a year. So customer behavior happens to be in this kind of world. That's how people consume information and communicate today. I always would tell friends, don't change the way you do business. Let's just change the way you communicate. And the customers love it because they do it every day. Now, it just so happens that video allows us to see and understand, and customers get to hear from the doctor, not the receptionist, right? So there's so many advantages that happened. It's gone from being something that people were considering to something that is now almost part of the daily life at dealerships today. I mean, at True Video, we do 1 million video views a month right now, and we're growing.
And for dealerships that don't do it, what are some of those barriers, and what reasons do they say that, you know, do they think it's not effective? Do they think, well, we're going to have to like buy extra phones, or who's going to use a phone? Mechanics are going to bitch about having to do it. What are some of the reasons you hear when people say, no, we don't do video?
Yeah. So my team that wrote the book, one of our top employees, that Warner Jones, that he sat there and went through it all. He knew nothing about the car business 7-8 years ago. And I kind of took him through the whole system, and he's lived in dealerships since and stuff. And he goes through this all the time, and we see things that are different. Sometimes one thing you have to realize about the auto business are technicians are the hardest employee to hire in the dealership. It's one of our highest margin areas. They're hard to acquire. So being able to walk up and get technicians to adopt something is nerve-wracking to many service managers. They don't want to upset the apple cart. They're afraid. And human capital is the most scarce capital right now in that service department. So yeah, that's one of them. The other one is just uncertainty. You know, how does it work? It's really started adopting incredibly quickly now because everyone has friends that run other dealerships that are doing it. And the results, the CSI and customer experience numbers are exploding and the sales numbers are going up. And for myriad of reasons, not just seeing the video, it's usually fear. You know, fear holds people back. And it was really different 5 years ago. Today, you can call two or three friends and they'll say, hey, listen, best move I ever made, et cetera, et cetera. It's generally what we hear.
So at some point, the light bulb went off in your head or someone on the True Video team's head and said, we ought to write a book about this or give a manual, how to do it the right way. How did that idea come about?
So we had written so much content, and we do monthly seminars on taking video adoption, taking quality videos, because the real secret to video that we learned is you start off by getting high utilization. And then once you have high utilization and adoption, the second move that you make in the journey is having quality videos. Now you say, well, I have 95% of my customer facing, which is warranty and customer pay. That's the benchmark we set at the beginning that everybody uses today. And now that I have that number, let's take a look at the quality, because sending a video that doesn't sound right or doesn't explain correctly or doesn't have a clear process, you might as well not send some of those types of bad videos. So it went from utilization and high volume of videos to video quality. And we have seminars for each one of these things. And we've spoken many times at events. I've spoken with Automotive News and you about different topics. And what happens is we took all that information and all that content and we said, why don't we put this all together in a book and we'll send it out to our partners or dealers and we'll put it up on the, you know, where they can pick it up and learn, and let's share this information. I want to transform the car business because I'm a dealer, you know, and the joke I always say is I want to die a car dealer. So we need to get better and better at our business. All that content created the idea for the book.
I would have suggested like a title like Harry Potter in the vehicle inspection video, just to make sure it was a bestseller. But
yeah, I don't think I would have got past a couple of attorneys on that.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
So what are you hearing so far from folks? I mean, it's been out for a couple months now. You know, what are you hearing? How's the reception been?
No, it's been a big hit because it's a real easy read. It touches on some of the things and mistakes that we made. Many of my presentations I have are based on, hey, this is what I learned in the journey. And so we kind of like a matter of fact said, oh, so then we did this and here's what we learned. And everybody goes, oh my God, I could see how that happens. And so we wrote a little bit of the story. We had our partners like, you know, CDK, ServiceView is powered by True Video. And, you know, we have our partners at Reynolds. We work with them and power their video and their great solutions as well as our direct. And so everybody wanted the books for NADA and everybody wanted to pass them out and give them to their best customers. So it was great. It's just it's a nice, easy read. And if you're in the car business and you're in that business, it kind of walks you through some of the things that you're wondering. And it really helps get you to where you have a pretty much of an 8 out of 10 understanding of what's happening in the communication portion of the industry.
It's a great book. It's laid out well. It's very thorough. I mean, and I think, you know, I kind of like one of the early chapters is like, you know, the paraphrase of something, who died and made us the experts on video or something like that. Yeah. You know, so it's kind of, you know, funny and self-deprecating, but it's very informative and it's just kind of really step-by-step and again, thorough. Again, be learned by trial and error, but to have a how-to guide to breeze through one time and just kind of really learn from the experts that you guys are at True Video, I think is, you know, very beneficial for the industry.
Yeah, it's super. And, you know, we had a lot of help. You know, we figured this journey out, not just us. It's people to say that, you know, your partner's a technologist, you're a dealer. What a great combo. You know, the real great combo is listening to all our dealer friends, the 20 groups that we're involved in, the input that we had from other friends and stuff. So this whole process has been really a great journey and it has input from everybody along the ride. We've learned so much from others in the process. And so sharing all of that, trying to do what's great for the customer, what's great for the dealer, the technicians in the industry, sharing all this information was really important to us.
I figured you probably had to get a little bit of help from others, because when I heard about this, I said, well, Shaker probably can't even read a book, let alone write one. So
that's it. You know? Yeah. Yeah. And I would need a Cliff Notes version of what's already a short book. So,
right. Yeah, right. Getting quizzed. So you and I in school a long time.
No, it's incredible. Some of the great antidotes in the story. One of them, it talks about the MPI and the story we always tell about MPI. You know, it's like, you just think about us in the car business, and we started that 40 years ago because 70% of customers were defecting after the warranty expired. Fast forward to today, and 70% of customers are still defecting after the warranty expired. So really, we've been doing the same thing over. And the little note we have in there is actually from a dealer who told us. He said, customers have been coming by asking us to play a song all these years, and we decided to hand them the sheet music. Why don't we just play them the song? So those are nice little, you know, stories that were included in there that were really truly from input from all the dealer friends and customers.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Joe, really appreciate the conversation. Always good to catch up with you, and congrats on the new book. People can find it on Amazon, I guess, or wherever fine books are sold. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, appreciate it. And thanks a lot. It's always great talking to you, Dan. Hope to see you soon.
That's Daily Drive for today. I'm Jamie Butters.
And I'm Kellen Walker. Thanks to Automotive News executive producer Jake Neer, as well as our own Hans Greimel, John Hutter, and George Wykamp for their reporting for today's podcast. You can get the latest news on service and parts, earnings results, and everything happening in the auto industry at autonews.com.
Come back over the weekend for our Weekend Drive edition of the show. Our own Lindsay Chapel joins us to talk about this year's PACE Awards finalists and what they say about the engineering innovations emerging in the auto industry.
This is our 29th year for the Automotive News PACE Award, and you look back at things that we highlighted, you know, 2003, and you're going, holy smokes, that's on every car in the United States now.
We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you think of the show and the topics we covered today. Send us an email at dailydrive@autonews.com or leave us a voicemail at 313-444-2774. And if you enjoy the podcast, remember to like, leave a review, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.